This is an audio test for microphone number one between the Salem Red Sox and the Lynchburg Hillcats. This is an audio test for microphone number two for the Salem Red Sox radio broadcast. This is an audio test for microphone number two between the Salem Red Sox and the Lynchburg Hillcats. We welcome you to a scorching Friday night in Salem, Virginia, but we're ready for some Carolina League baseball as the Salem Red Sox look to take down the Lynchburg Hillcats, who have playing hot as of late. Three straight wins that get them to 20-15 on the season, while the Salem Red Sox sitting at 17-19 in the Carolina League. With their win last night, the Hillcats have sole possession of first place in the Carolina League North Division for the first time this season. But let's get you today's starting lineup for the Lynchburg Hillcats. Leading things off is the center fielder, number 17, Luis Durango, followed by the Hillcats' designated hitter in number 2, Dayon Frias. Heading in the third spot, it is a shortstop, number 1, Jake Fox. Batting the cleanup spot, returning to the lineup is third baseman, number 8, Milan Tolentino. The first baseman, number 6, Victor Planchart, will bat fifth. The left fielder, number 22, Isaiah Green, will bat 6. Catcher Joe Donovan, who wears number 7, will bat number 7. While the right fielder, number 9, Scalian Rodriguez, bats 8th. And then rounding up the order, it's the second baseman, number 33, and Wilfried Peralta. Tonight's starting pitcher for the Salem Red Sox, it is Tyler Uberstein, who has really found his grooves as of late. He's been able to start becoming better on the mound, and it has turned into some success for the Salem Red Sox. A 2-0 record with a 3.00 ERA. He makes his sixth start of the year tonight. He has 27 innings pitched underneath his belt already. 23 hits, 9 earned runs allowed. He has walked 8 batters and has struck out 27. So Uberstein looks to help the Salem Red Sox get their first win of the series. Like I mentioned earlier, the Lynchburg Hillcats are playing great so far ever since they arrived at Salem Memorial Ballpark on Tuesday night. They won the first game and the second game in convincing manner. Last night was a better one from the Salem Red Sox, but still a Lynchburg 6-4 victory. 3.5 games separate these two teams. Lynchburg best in the Carolina League North, the Salem Red Sox fourth in that division. And they look to try to squeeze their way up on the Fredericksburg Nationals and the Lynchburg Hillcats, as well as the Carolina Mudcats. Those four teams have been playing great all season long, and it's coming down to the wire in this first half of the season, where we just have over a month remaining before we crown a first half champion in the Carolina League. The promotion of the day, it's Teacher Appreciation Night. We had a school sing the national anthem today with their kids, and now we are underway in Salem, Virginia. First pitch goes low for ball number one, and the game number 37 starts with a 1-0 pitch to Luis Durango, who stands in left-hander's batter's box. 1-0 pitch, he shows bunt, lays it down the third base side, but it rolls foul, and the count will go to one ball and one strike. Looking at the defensive alignment today for the Salem Red Sox, some names returning to the lineup, including Keir Meredith for the first time since late April. He's out of left field, Eduardo Lopez out in center field, and Phillip Sykes, the hottest man on the Red Sox, out in right field. Tyler Miller is at third base tonight. Brian Bonazzi takes over shortstop duties. Carson Simas moves on the outfield into the infield at second base. Nico Cavadas at first in the battery of Tyler Uberstein and Nathan Hickey behind the plate. 1-1 pitch, and it will go just outside for ball number one. Our umpires today, Elliot Melton out on the base paths. Jared Molman behind the plate calling the balls and strikes. Second time this series, we have seen the alignment in the umpires. 2-1 pitch, and Durango will watch it go low for ball number three as it rolls past Hickey into the backstop. So we got underway around 7:04 p.m. here in Salem, Virginia. 91 degrees Fahrenheit and sunny. We reach around the mid-90s in temperature today. 3-1 pitch as we belt it out towards left field. Meredith working to his right, and the ball will land in foul territory. So both times that Durango's taking a swing at a Tyler Uberstein pitch, they have gone foul down the left field side. So we'll have a full count in our first at-bat of the day. A little bit of wind blowing into the ballpark from center field might have a little bit of an impact on how the balls fly today. Last night we had some storms coming through the area. Delayed us for about an hour. Looking like we're going to have a clear night here in Southwest Virginia. 3-2 count. We're just underway here in Salem. 0-0 is our score between the Red Sox and the Hillcats. Uberstein's pitch, and it misses inside for ball number four. Uberstein going with an off-speeder to try to get strike number three. He missed out on it, and the leadoff batter for the Lynchburg Hillcats is aboard with a full-count walk for Luis Durango. So Dayon Frias will step in with a runner on first. The designated hitter for tonight's game is the highest we've seen in the Lynchburg order this series. First pitch is hit up the middle, backhand by Simas, and it gets through to center. It's scooted by Lopez, makes the throw towards third, off the money, gets past Miller's glove, and it rolls all the way by the Salem dugout, and the runner will advance from third to home and second from third. So Frias worked all the way to second. After the ball rolled to center field and Lopez's throw to Miller was just not on the money, and it got past the Red Sox third baseman and rolled all the way into their own dugout. And with that, you're allowed to advance the runners 90 feet in the right direction. Well, for Lynchburg, it's our first run of the game. It's now 1-0 Hillcats in the top of the first. So now Jake Fox will step into the batter's box as Uberstein fires the first pitch low for ball number one. So it was a hit up the middle by Dayon Frias, and it rolled all the way out towards center field. And Lopez trying to make a throw down to Tyler Miller, who was at third base when he saw Durango heading towards the corner with the 1-0 pitch going low for ball number two. And so the throw was made from Lopez to Miller. He could not get the backhanded stop. It rolled all the way into the Salem Red Sox dugout on the third base side, and the runners are able to advance. 2-0 count, and the pitch is in there for strike number one. First strike we have seen from Uberstein that hit the glove of Nathan Hickey. Couple foul balls in the early going. 2-1 pitch, and this one will go up and away for ball number three. Hitter's pitch coming up towards Jake Fox, and the pitching has been the difference so far this series. Lynchburg being dominant on the rubber. Salem has not been as in tune as they've wanted to be. 3-1, Uberstein kicks, and that one is down the middle for strike number two. Fox started to gesture a bit towards throwing the bat down the first base dugout. But he instead will have a payoff pitch coming up. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Uberstein takes a look at Frias at third, now fires, and Fox rips this down the right field line. It will land in the warning track. Frias scores. Fox slides in the second, and it's 2-0 Lynchburg in the top of the first. Well, the Hillcats add them early and often, putting the ball in play, and good things happen. We've seen that already through the first 3 at-bats. And for Lynchburg, they have struck first in Salem, and they've added on to it with Jake Fox, who is already a great hitter for this Lynchburg team, but he comes through in the clutch on another 3-2 count. So pitching coach Nick Green will come out and talk with Tyler Uberstein. We've mentioned that Uberstein has had a great start to 2022 with a 2-0 record and a 3.00 ERA, but so far today, the right-handed pitcher for Salem is trying to get in that groove, and he just hasn't been able to do so yet, and this will be a tough out coming out with Milan Tolentino coming to the plate. Did not play in last night's game for the Hillcats, but he's made an impact so far this series. First pitch, a swing and a miss for strike number one. In the 9 plate appearances that Milan Tolentino has had, he has reached on 7 of them. That includes walks, hits. He had a 3-of-5 night on Tuesday as he pops this one out towards right field. Camping underneath of it is Sykes. And the throw will come in to Brian Bonazzi. Jake Fox holds at second, and the Salem Red Sox have their first out of the evening. 2-0 is our score, top of the first. Lynchburg getting it going early. A few errors by Salem cost them the first run of the game. Jake Fox's RBI double out to right field drove in the second run. And now Victor Planchard will come to the plate, number 5 man in the order. Superstein takes a look in. Fox dancing towards third but doesn't commit on the route as the first pitch just catches the zone for strike number one. Planchard made his first appearance in the series last night. Had a triple out towards the right center gap. Eventually came on in to score. 0-1 pitch, and Planchard holds on a pitch that's low and away for ball number one. 1 ball, 1 strike. The Salem Red Sox returning to their traditional home uniforms, the white jersey with the red letter and numbering on the front and the back with the white baseball pants. 1-1 pitch, Planchard goes through on the check swing and misses for strike number two. 1 ball, 2 strikes. The Lynchburg Hillcats going with their more dark blue look on the jerseys. They got the teal sleeves. And as well as the sleeves being teal, the lettering and numbering are teal as well. They have gray baseball pants. 1-2 pitch, and it's outside, and the count's even at 2-2. Well, if you guys are just tuning in, the Lynchburg Hillcats have struck first in Salem, Virginia again. 2-0 is our score in the top of the first inning over the Salem Red Sox. 1 away, though, as Milan Tolentino popped it up to right field. Planchard drives this opposite field, and it goes into the seats down the third baseline and will stay at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hillcats 5 games above .500 on the season and have looked really great in this last week in Salem. 2-2 pitch, and Planchard fouls it off. Slow roller goes by the Lynchburg Hillcats dugout. So back-to-back foul balls have the at-bat going. Pitch number 7 coming up between Uberstein and Planchard. Pitches away, and this one is going to be hit to the right side of the infield. Scooped by Simas. Couldn't get it the first time. Now throws to Cavadas in time for the second out. Fox turned at third, but committed to the bag, and he stays in the corner with 2 outs here in the top of the first inning. So Fox does have some speed, but he does not go on that opportunity to try to get Lynchburg's third run of the game. So back-to-back out to the Salem Red Sox, and now Isaiah Green will come to the plate. Uberstein fires, and the pitch is away for ball number one. Well, I've talked about all season how the Salem Red Sox have some great left-handed batters, but, I mean, the Lynchburg Killcats have some as well. Jake Fox, Milan Tolentino, Isaiah Green at the plate right now. 1-0 pitch is upstairs for ball number two. Their entire outfield bats left-handed, by the way. Jorge Burgos, Luis Durango, Scalian Rodriguez. Just a common theme here in the Carolina League. Left-handed batters dominating the competition. 2-0 pitch, and that is in the middle for strike number one. Count reached 2-1. 2-0, Lynchburg leads Salem in the battle of 460. With two away in the top of the first inning, Jake Fox at third with a slight lead down the base path. The 2-1 pitch is driven out towards left, and Keir Meredith will come down with the grab. Tough catch to make with the sunlight coming in. But the Lynchburg Killcats strike first at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Two runs come through with the day on free, a single, followed by a Salem Red Sox error, which then, later on in the inning, had a Jake Fox RBI double to make it 2-0 Lynchburg over Salem. We'll see if the Red Sox have a response as we go into the bottom of the first here on MILB.TV. Welcome you back to Salem, Virginia. Bottom of the first inning here on this Friday night. The Lynchburg Killcats striking first with a 2-0 lead over the Salem Red Sox. Phillip Sykes set to lead things off with the Salem Red Sox as he takes a pitch upstairs for ball number one. And what a better way to lead off the order when Phillip Sykes, who has been red hot for the Red Sox. 1-0 pitch upstairs again for ball number two. Trenton Dolham is the starting pitcher today for the Lynchburg Killcats, a right-handed pitcher. Second time in a row we have seen that. 2-0 pitch, and Sykes will air one up behind the screen and out of play and brings the count to 2-1. Denholm has a 1-2 record on the season with a 5.48 ERA. It's a seventh start of the season, and in the 23 innings that he's pitched, he's allowed 25 hits, 14 earned runs. The 2-1 pitch is fouled into the net behind the plate, bringing the count to 2-2. On the air, Dolham has walked 14 batters and has struck out 32. Opponents hit 278 against Dunham. 2-2 to Phillip Sykes. Denholm kicks and delivers, and Sykes fouls it into the net behind the plate to keep the at-bat at 2-2. Brian Bonazzi and Blaise Jordan will both get at-bats in the bottom of the first. Nathan Hickey bats in the cleanup role. Fifth in the order is Eduardo Lopez. Sixth, Nico Cavadas. Tyler Miller, seventh. Carson Simas, eight. And Keir Meredith, nine. Sykes with another foul ball that will hit the netty behind the plate. And doing a great job of battling off these pitches from Dental. Sykes' recent performances, it has jumped him above the 200 mark. Now hits 213 for the Salem Red Sox. Time is called by our home plate umpire, Jared Mulman. And the count will stay at 2-2, so no infractions with that timeout being called. 2-2 pitch, Denholm kicks, and Sykes fouls it off again. Right behind the netting towards our area. And the count will stay at 2-2. Bottom of the first inning at Salem Memorial Ballpark. The Lynchburg Hillcats lead 2-0 over the Salem Red Sox. Here comes the 2-2 pitch. Did Sykes go in the check swing? The appeal down the line says he didn't. And he'll stay alive as the count now works to 3 balls and 2 strikes. So pretty lengthy at-bat to get the Salem Red Sox offensive portion of their night going. And Sykes just battling off. 3-2 pitch, it's away. Sykes hammers it out to left center field. Moving back to the track is Isaiah Green, and he'll make the catch out in the warning track. The sound, the crack of the barrel, I thought that one was en route to hitting the Carilion Clinic scoreboard out in left center field. But alas, it is a loud out number one, and the offense is underway for Salem. Looking at the defensive alignment for the Lynchburg Hillcats, Isaiah Green, we just heard his name, is out on left field, Luis Durango at center, and Scaling Rodriguez at right. Bonassi takes the first pitch that goes low and inside for ball number one. Looking at the infield, Milan Tolentino's at third base, Jake Fox is at shortstop, Wilfrey Peralta at second, and you will have Victor Planchard at first base. 1-0 pitch, Bonassi swings and misses for strike number one. Trenton Dolham is pitching tonight for Lynchburg at the starting role, and Joe Donovan is behind the plate. 1-1 pitch to Bonassi, and he sends his opposite field. Hot shot into the seats down our third base side, and the count will go to 1-2. Bonassi is hitting .287 so far on the season. Has 13 RBIs for the ball club. 1-2 pitch. Bonassi watches it go upstairs, and the count will run even at 2-2. Shade playing a little bit of a factor here in Salem. The whole left side of the field has sunlight. 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss by Bonassi as Donovan gloves it for the first strikeout of the game. It belongs to Trenton Dolham, and he got it against the Salem shortstop and Brian Bonassi. Two up, two down for the Lynchburg Hillcats, and Blaze Jordan, the designated hitter, will come to the plate. Has had a great few weeks of success for the Salem Red Sox. As the first pitch is on the way to Jordan, swings and foul tips it and rolls back to the backstop. The count will go 0-1. In the last 15 games that Blaze Jordan has played in, he has recorded a hit in 14 of them. That's pretty good. That's 93%. As the 0-1 pitch catches the zone for strike number two. In tonight's game, he is at the designated hitter role, so not out on the field, as we've seen him multiple times this series. The 0-2 pitch, and Jordan watches it go low and away for ball number one. And to add on to that success, half those games where he has collected a hit, seven of them, which is half, have been multi-hits. 1-2 pitch to Jordan. It spikes in front of home plate, and the count goes to 2-2. Lynchburg leads Salem 2-0 in the bottom of the first inning. Two hits so far for the Hillcats. Salem still looking for their first. 2-2 pitch. Jordan slaps his to Fox side, and it gets through the shortstop's backhanded attempt. It is a two-out single for Blaze Jordan, and the inning continues for the Salem Red Sox. Once again, Jordan coming through with the hit. Make that 15 of his last 16 games that the Salem Red Sox number 24 has gotten aboard. It's now the cleanup role in Nathan Hickey, who will come to the plate with two outs. He's the catcher tonight for the Salem Red Sox. As Dunham takes a look in, Jordan with a slight lead at first, and the first pitch is upstairs for ball number one. Well, Hickey has done a a splendid job against Lynchburg Hillcats in 2022. 5 hits in the 7 prior appearances of tonight. See if he's able to still find ways against his Hillcats defense as he watches the pitch go upstairs for ball number 2. 2-0 count with 2 away in the bottom of the first. Lynchburg 2, Salem 0. We thank you guys so much for joining us here on this Friday night. Andy Losey here in the Salem Memorial Ballpark. A 2-0 pitch is away, and that one goes down the middle for strike number 1. Hickey at the catcher role tonight. We've seen that rotating door of catchers continue this series for the Salem Red Sox. The 2-1 pitch, and it will go low for ball number 3. Hitter's pitch coming up for Hickey, who looks to try to keep this inning going for Salem and build a positive response after Lynchburg's hot start with 2 runs in the top half of this inning. If he's able to do so and get on base, Eduardo Lopez is on deck. Hickey, big swing on the 3-1, and he misses it for strike number 2. So we'll go to a payoff pitch with 3 balls, 2 strikes, and 2 away. Denholm looking to get that 3rd out and keep the shutout going. Jordan is a go. 3-2 is swung on and miss into the glove of Joe Donovan. 2 strikeouts for Trenton Dolan in the bottom of the first inning. And the Lynchburg Hillcats, through 1 inning of play, lead the Salem Red Sox 2-0. You are listening to Carolina League Baseball on MILB.TV. We welcome you back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. Through 1 inning to play, the Lynchburg Hillcats lead the Salem Red Sox by the score of 2-0. We're going to see the bottom of the Lynchburg Hillcats order in this top half of the second inning. Joe Donovan, Scaling Rodriguez, and Wilfrey Peralta will all come to the plate. Joe Donovan will start things off for the Hillcats, a 175 hitter on the season for Lynchburg. And this is his 3rd appearance of the series for the Hillcats. And Uberstein's first pitch is in the zone for strike number 1. 26 pitches thrown from the Salem right-handed starter in the first inning of play. 15 of them found the zone. 0-1 pitch and a swing and a miss by Joe Donovan brings the count to 0 balls and 2 strikes. So Salem unable to capitalize off the Blaze Jordan 2-out single in the bottom of the first. And the 0-2 pitch is swung and miss for strike number 3. A 1-2-3 punch out from Tyler Uberstein. It's his first strikeout of the day, and it's the first out in the top half of the second. We saw a pair of Trenton Dunholm strikeouts in the bottom of the first, and Tyler Uberstein said, "I want to join in on the strikeout party," and did so against number 7 batter in the order. Now Scaling Rodriguez comes to the plate. And the first pitch is outside for ball number 1. Here's the 1-0 pitch, and it's fouled into the net behind the plate for strike number 1. Well, the Lynchburg Hillcats lead the season series by the score of 7-5 over Salem. And after this week, there's only 9 more games between Lynchburg and Salem for the remainder of 2022. And the 1-1 pitch is going to be fouled down the first base side and heads over by the Lynchburg dugout. This year at home has not been the best for the Salem Red Sox, a 6-12 record, but a swing and a miss for strike number 3 on Skillian Rodriguez, back-to-back punch-outs from Tyler Uberstein, and two quick outs in the top half of the second. Definitely a much better start from Uberstein and the Red Sox in the defensive side of things. In this second inning. Now, Wilfried Peralta to the plate. He will watch the first pitch go low for ball number one. Just to compare you how the top of the first went, it was a walk by Durango, a single by Frias, a double by Jake Fox. This time, much better back-to-back strikeouts. 1-0 pitch is low once again, and the count will read 2-0. This is the first start that Wilfried Peralta is receiving in this six-game series. The 2-0 pitch is going to be belted down to the second base side. Scooped up by Simas. The throw to Cavadas is there for out number three. A 1-2-3 inning from Tyler Uberstein and the Salem Red Sox. We move to the bottom of the second. Remains the score of Lynchburg 2, Salem 0. You're listening to Red Sox Baseball on MILB.TV. Bottom of the second inning, the Lynchburg Hillcats lead the Salem Red Sox 2-0 here on MILB.TV. Eduardo Lopez, Nico Cavadas, and Tyler Miller will all come to the plate for the first time today for the Salem Red Sox here in the bottom half of the second. Trenton Dolham's first pitch will go in the zone for strike number one. Lopez did not play last night for the Salem Red Sox, but returns today at the center field position. Four home runs on the season, batting around .247 for the Salem Red Sox. 0-1 pitch, that one is eye level upstairs for ball number one. So the count being even, and Eduardo Lopez, when he arrived at Salem here for 2022, it was not a great start, as the 1-1 pitch will be fouled into the screen for strike number two. Actually, his month of April was a .083. But in the month of May, he has turned it around. He's now batting a .321. So has definitely changed as the calendars have turned. And now Lopez will sky up a 1-2 pitch out towards shallow right center field. Coming in is going to be the right fielder, but making the catch is going to be Wilfried Peralta. First out of the inning is a pop-up to the second baseman just out in shallow right center. So the first out for Lynchburg comes in a similar style with a pop-up, just like it did in the bottom of the first. And now Nico Cavadas will step into the batter's box. First pitch on the way to Cavadas drives it opposite field and out of play for strike number one. Well, Cavadas is in hopes to maybe turn around a bit. The last seven appearances he's had in the lineup, he has only collected two hits. 0-1 pitch, Gavada swing and a miss for strike number two. He's batting .250 on the season for the Salem Red Sox. He has a pair of home runs, 13 RBIs for the Red Sox. And he has the base paths clear with one out here in the bottom of the second. Here comes the 0-2 pitch from Denholm. He kicks and fires, and it goes upstairs for ball number one. It's Lynchburg 2, Salem 0 in the early going of this Friday night. Temperature starting to cool down a bit. Wind helping out as well as the sun begins to set in Southwest Virginia. Denholm looks, and now we'll step off the rubber for a bit. It appears that time will be called, and now the count will go 2-2. As Denholm did not deliver the windup before the pitch clock came to expire. 2-2 pitch. Cavadez skies it up once again, out towards no man's land, and it will fall in the glove of Luis Durango for out number two. Jake Fox had his back turn, running out towards really no man's land. You have that area between where the center fielder stands and the infield. That's where the ball was going. But Durango, we've seen the speed on the base paths and right out there in the field, using the speed once again to collect the inning second out. So two up, two down again from Lynchburg, and now Miller will pop up the first pitch down the third base side, but this will get out of play out towards the concourse area. Miller is the definition of hot and cold for the Salem Red Sox. As an 0-1 pitch is away, it's swing and miss for strike number two. In the month of May, he has made 12 prior appearances. In two of those games, he's collected two hits in each of those matchups. The other 10, he has no hits. So you know if Miller gets aboard once, might get aboard twice. 0-2 pitch inside and low for ball number one. He's batting at .168 for the Salem Red Sox. 7 in the order. Returns to the field tonight at third base. 1-2 pitch to Miller, and it's low and inside for ball number two. Carson Simas on deck here, Meredith in the hole. We'll figure out if we get to see them here in the second or later on in the game in the third. Juice is wild. 2-2 pitch upstairs at ball number three. Great looks by Tyler Miller. He has watched the last three pitches miss the zone, either low, high, up and away, or inside, and he's fought back to make the count 3-2. Payoff pitch. Trenton Dunholm kicks and fires, and Miller pops it up. This one's high, but not very deep, as Jake Fox works out the shallow center, and he makes the catch right in the shade for out number three. Well, the Salem Red Sox did a much better job putting the ball in play, but a 1-2-3 inning from Trenton Dunholm and the Lynchburg Hillcats. Through two innings of play, it's the Lynchburg Hillcats 2, the Salem Red Sox 0, here on MILB.TV. Welcome you back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. The Lynchburg Hillcats lead the Salem Red Sox 2-0 in the early going of this contest. The Hillcats can actually win the series tonight with the victory and grab their fourth straight win over the Salem Red Sox. Top of the order for the Lynchburg Hillcats to get us going in the third. The first pitch from Uberstein was low and inside for ball number one. Now Uberstein kicks and delivers, and this is belted down the third baseline, but foul, and the count will go 1-1. Last time up, Luis Durango walked in the first inning. He eventually came around to score after an Eduardo Lopez throw-in error to Tyler Miller at third. An even count of one ball and one strike. Uberstein takes a long look, kicks and delivers. And this is hit right to Brian Bonazzi at shortstop, and he makes the catch. Line out six for the first out of the inning. Uberstein and the Red Sox had a much better start to the second inning of play. And right there after that pop-up, as Dan Frias shows, bunt and pulls away as the pitch falls in the zone for strike number one. Seven straight batters have been retired by the Red Sox. They have played it better in the later stages as the 0-1 pitch is swung on a miss by Frias for strike number two. On that crazy play that we had, Dan Frias singled in that at-bat, as the 0-2 is outside for ball number one. And with that single, his hit streak now improves to six straight games, where the Lynchburg designated hitter has gone on with the hit. He's down the count, 1-2, with one out here in the top of the third. Uberstein kicks and delivers, swing and a miss for strike number three. And that is Tyler Uberstein's third strikeout of the night, and it's the second out of the third. Lynchburg 2, Salem 0 here on MILB.TV. With two away, Jake Fox coming to the plate. He doubled down the right field line his last time up and made it a Hillcats 2-0 lead over the Red Sox, and the score has remained the same. First pitch is low for ball number one. Fox now batting at .257 on the season. He picked up RBI number 15 after that hit. And the 1-0 pitch will be in. 4-3-2 pitch. The runner's a go, and it's low for ball number four. Another full count walk from Tyler Uberstein, and back-to-back batters get on base with walks, and a little bit of a two-out rally could be in the mist for the Lynchburg Hillcats as Victor Planchar comes to the plate. First pitch by Uberstein is in the zone for strike number one. So three straight batters have reached safely. Jake Fox and Milan Tolentino with walks. And Victor Planchar with that two-out RBI single. Runners at first and second. And the pitch to Green is low for ball number one. So Milan Tolentino in scoring position at second. While Victor Planchar picks up his eighth RBI of the season, he stands at first. One ball, one strike. This is popped up, coming towards our way, but to our left, as it's fouled off for strike number two. One ball and two strikes. Uberstein has been in this position multiple times. His frame hasn't been able to escape it, and has gone back to bit the right-handed starter. Slight breeze continuing to come in from right center field. And this one is hit right out to right center into the gap. At third is Tolentino. He turns and scores. Planchar will be sent as well. And he will step at home as sliding into third is Isaiah Green. A two-out, two-RBI triple. The Lynchburg Hillcats lead 5-0 over the Salem Red Sox. Well, right where that wind was blowing in from, Isaiah Green headed in that direction with a wide open gap between the center fielder of Eduardo Lopez and the right fielder and Phillip Sykes rolled all the way to the wall. And once again on two outs, the runners are going on any side of contact as Joe Donovan swings and misses for strike number one. So Tolentino scored from second and Planchard scored from third. And we now have ourselves at a 5-0 ball game. Donovan rips this out to left field, but Keir Meredith is there to get the catch for out number three. A little bit of two-out magic for the Lynchburg Killcats. They have three runs, come across the plate with two outs on the board, and they extend their lead up to zero over the Salem Red Sox. We'll see if the home team can get the offense going in the bottom half of the third. That's coming up next here on MILB.TV. Trenton Dunholm returned to the mound for the Lynchburg Killcats, and he has to be pleased about what he saw in the top of the third inning as the Lynchburg Killcats score three runs to extend their lead. It's now 5-0 over the Salem Red Sox, and for the first time today, we're going to get to see Carson Simas and Keir Meredith, and then back to the top of the order and Phillip Sykes. First pitch on the way to Simas is in the zone for strike number one. And once again, Salem has dug themselves into a little bit of a hole. Five-run deficit in the bottom right so far here in this calendar month as he will drive a foul. Before his absence of about 3 to 4 weeks, Meredith was hitting the ball well. And the first pitch is away. It goes up a 100-mile stair into the zone, and it hits the right arm of Keir Meredith. Denholm's fastball of 92 miles per hour. This went a little bit too inside. And it hit the batter of Meredith. So the runner of Carson Simas will advance to second. And a little bit of a conversation taking place now as Trenton Denholm was talking with their home plate umpire, Jared Mulman. And now Milan Tolentino talking with Elliot Melton. And now we see Omar Santos come out to talk with Jared Mulman. Maybe there was a request for some time and Jared Mulman didn't give it to his pitcher. Although the conversation didn't look to be too hostile between the manager and the players. But two base runners aboard with the top of the order coming up. Nobody out so far in this 5-0 Lynchburg lead over the Salem Red Sox. Denholm kicks and delivers, and the pitch goes inside and off the glove of Donovan, rolls down the third base side. He picks it up with nobody advancing. It was going to be a difficult play for Carson Simas to move from second to third with the baseball rolling in the direction of which he's trying to go. That could have spelled some trouble. You never want the first out of the inning being at third base, folks. And right there, Luke Mons made the right decision to hold the runner of Simas at second. So after a little bit of miscommunication, the battery of Joe Donovan and Trenton Dunholm want to talk things over a bit, so they have a little bit of a mound visit. And now coming back behind the plate is Donovan. Phillip Sykes has a 1-0 count lead. He popped one up deep. So after giving up three runs with two outs on the board in the top of the third inning, the Red Sox find some instant success in their first two batters. A single by Carson Simas. Maybe Keir Meredith's hit by pitch is considered a success, but he is aboard. 3-2 pitches away, and it goes upstairs for ball number four. And with nobody out, the bases are loaded with Brynner Bonazzi coming to the plate. He struck out his last time swinging. But with nobody out and the bases juiced, this could be an opportunity for Bonazzi to maybe find that groove once again. He's playing his seventh straight game day. And on the first pitch he sees goes eye level for ball number one. That's the longest stretch we have seen from Brynner Bonazzi this season. And in 284 on the year, has 13 RBIs. Looking to try to maybe add a few more with this golden opportunity. 1-0 pitch, and Bonazzi will see it hit the zone upstairs for strike number one. Didn't like the call on the 93-mile-per-hour fastball. But the count is 1-1. Even our scoreboard operator thought the pitch was upstairs for ball number two. 1-1 pitch, and that will be in there for strike number two. Just upstairs enough to catch the zone. And Bonazzi, with a strong start, and now has the count at 1-2. Here's a pitch from Denholm, and Bonazzi will swing and foul into the screen behind the plate, and will stay at 1-2. So Carson Simas at third base, Keir Meredith at second, and Phillip Sykes at first, as they will seek the double play if anything goes on the ground. 1-2 pitch, and that's eye level for ball number two. So even count of 2-2. 5-0 is our score. Lynchburg leads Salem in the bottom of the third inning. Trenton Dillham and the Lynchburg Hillcats are in a little bit of trouble. 2-2 pitch. Bonazzi swings and misses for strike number three. Back-to-back strikeouts for Brynner Bonazzi, and a huge first out for the Lynchburg Hillcats. So in the fourth batter of the inning, the Hillcats are able to pick up their first out of the third. And now Blaze Jordan, who is tonight's designated hitter for the Salem Red Sox, will come to the plate. He singled in his first at-bat of the night. Denholm will kick and deliver. Jordan, big swing, and he whiffed it for strike number one. I feel like every at-bat, Blaze Jordan comes out and whatever pitch you throw at him, he's going to try to put every last ounce of that swing into the baseball. That's exactly what he did there on the 87-mile-per-hour breaker. 0-1 pitch. Jordan will see that one go upstairs and away for ball number one. So although Brynner Bonazzi struck out, the situation remains the same. Carson Simas at third base, Keir Meredith at second, and Phillip Sykes at first. 1-1, 1 away in the bottom of the third. It's 5-0 Lynchburg. Jordan will sky this one out towards right center field. Moving back is Luis Durango, and it's off the wall. The runners are delayed, but Sima scores, Keir Meredith scores, and Blaze Jordan has a 2 RBI double, and the Salem Red Sox are on the board. It's now Lynchburg 5, Salem 2. And Blaze Jordan is halfway to the cycle with that double to hit the wall before it hit any part of the warning track. And it brings across the two runs. And those are those situations that at two outs, you probably think Phillip Sykes scores from first, but he is held at third. So two runners in scoring position. The tying run in Nathan Hickey is going to come up to the plate. But before that, Kevin Arminio, the pitching coach for the Lynchburg Hillcats, will come up to talk with his entire infield. So Salem cuts deficit from 5-3 thanks to Blaze Jordan's 2 RBI double. And that is now the 8th multi-hit game from Blaze Jordan in his last 16 appearances. The reigning Carolina League Player of the Week comes through in the bottom of the third on this Friday night to put the Salem Red Sox on the board. Four hits so far from the Hillcats, three from the Red Sox. So pretty even on that category, but still three runs separate these two sides. And for Salem, with two runners in scoring position with one out, you're looking at maybe cutting to this deficit just a little bit more. Hickey struck out swinging his last time up in the third. And the first pitch he sees, skies it out towards right field. Moving back to the walls, Rodriguez, and it is gone. Nathan Hickey has just tied the game with a three-run home run. It's Lynchburg 5, Salem 5. It's crazy what the heart of the order can do for a team. Blaze Jordan, number three in the order, comes through with a double. And then Nathan Hickey on the first pitch of the at-bat. Send it over the Mac and Bob side out in right field. And we have a brand new ball game at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Eduardo Lopez waits for ball number one. And will swing and foul it into the net behind the plate for strike number one. The third home run of the season for Nathan Hickey. He's had some great success against the Hillcats this year. And he comes through big here in the bottom of the third. 1-1 count with one out. And the breaking ball finds the zone for strike number two. And situational hitting has been maybe not the brightest spot for Salem. But so far today, it's been good. Lopez, a grounder, takes three hops over to Peralta's glove, and he'll make the throw over to Planchard in time for out number two. It shows you what happens when you're able to get base runners aboard. A single, a hit by pitch, and a walk loaded of the base as Nico Gavadez. That's just his third hit in the last eight games, including today. And that one had to feel good for the man who's number six in the order. And now we're going to see the ninth batter of the inning in Tyler Miller. The only batter who has not hit for the Red Sox. First pitch he sees, he skies it up to left center. Moving to his right is Luis Durango, and he makes the catch for out number three. But what an inning we just saw from the Salem Red Sox. Five runs in the bottom of the third. Two coming across with Blaze Jordan's double. And then the rest with Nathan Hickey's three-run blast to right field. It's Lynchburg 5, Salem 5. We move to the middle innings here on MILB.TV. Welcome you back to Salem Memorial Ballpark for the top of the fourth inning. If you're just tuning in, well, you have missed what has been a great start to this 460 battle between the Salem Red Sox and the Lynchburg Hillcats. 5-5 is our score. And Tyler Uberstein's first pitch is low and away for ball number one. Skilly Rodriguez, Wilfrey Peralta, and Luis Durango all set to bat in the top of the fourth inning. 1-0 pitch will miss just outside for ball number two. Last time up, Skilly Rodriguez went down swinging, which was the second strikeout of the night against the Hillcats. 2-0 pitch, and that one catches the zone for strike number one. So Tyler Uberstein, who was down 5-0 last time he was out on the rubber, has to be pleased by the offense that he saw in the bottom of the third as the pitch misses low and away for ball number three. Three balls, one strike for the at-bat. Five runs by Salem in that bottom of the third inning. All with some power from Blaze Jordan and Nathan Hickey. 3-1 pitch. Rodriguez skies it up down the left field line and will make its way out of play. And the count will work to three balls and two strikes. Taking a look around the Carolina League. All games in action right now. Some good ones tonight. We have an excellent one right in front of us here in Salem. 3-2 pitch. Rodriguez fouls it into the net and behind the plates. And will stay at three balls, two strikes. Right now, Kannapolis enjoying a 2-0 lead over the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. But it might not be for long as the base is loaded with nobody out on the top of the fourth. 3-2 pitch. Rodriguez swings and misses for strike number three. For the second time tonight, Tyler Uberstein best scaling Rodriguez with two strikeouts. Kannapolis looking to hold on to that lead. But as they're the home team, Fayetteville in the top of the fourth, really looking to make their first statement on the scoreboard. As Wilfrey Peralta will come up to the bat, first pitch, a chopper down the first base line that goes foul. Count will read 0-1. Peralta is 0-1 on the night. With a ground out to Carson Simas, his last time up in the second. 0-1 pitch, this one ripped out towards right center field, moving over Sykes, who makes a diving attempt and is unable to glove it. The ball rolls all the way to the wall where it's picked up by Lopez. The throw comes into Bonassi, and sliding into third, it is Wilfrey Peralta. A one-out triple by the Lynchburg Hillcats have a runner 90 feet away from regaining the lead here in Salem. You got to give your tip your hat to Phillip Sykes' effort. Make a diving attempt on the baseball, but no backup there until it rolled all the way to the wall where Lopez was able to pick it up and make a throw into the infield. So the defensive adjustment now from the infield will be moving into the infield portion of the grass. You have Cavadez, Simas, Bonassi, and Miller all on that inside sliver of grass. Luis Durango comes to the plate. Has an opportunity picking up maybe his ninth RBI of the season. First pitch is low and inside for ball number one. An 0-1 night for Luis Durango. He walked in the first and then lined it out to Bonassi in the third. 1-0 pitch. Durango puts this into play over to Simas. Makes the play towards home. The tag will be in time. The second out of the inning. An excellent defensive play by Carson Simas. Wilfrey Peralta got the green light towards home. And when it hit the leather of Simas and he made a perfect throw to Hickey, it was a matter of fact that the catcher was going to lay it down perfectly or not, and surely he did. Durango reaches first base safely off the fielder's choice. But a big weight is off the Salem Red Sox shoulder as Durango for the first strike. Scratch that, free us, swings and misses for the first strike. A 1-of-2 night for Day and Frias. A single in the first as Durango goes. The throw from Hickey down to Bonassi is not in time. The ball may have actually hit the body of Luis Durango instead of going towards the glove of Bonassi. So the tag was not made in time. And Durango is clenching in somewhat pain over at second base as the throw from Hickey was just a little bit off the money. It might have gone the left side of Luis Durango. The 0-1 pitch was in the zone and actually swung by Frias for strike number two, so the count goes 0-2. Uberstein sets, kicks, and delivers strike number three. back-to-back strikeouts against Dayon Frias, and the inning comes to an end. Well, the Lynchburg Hillcats looked like they were going to grab another lead over the Salem Red Sox, but in an excellent defensive play from Carson Simas to Nathan Hickey at the plate keeps us at a 5-5 game on MILB.TV. We'll have a new pitcher coming in for the Hillcats when we come back here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Welcome back to the offense in the third inning, which turned out to be 5 runs for the Red Sox. We'll see if Simas, Meredith, and Sykes are able to do it again. 3-1 pitch to Simas, a swing and a miss for strike number 2. Nasty off-speed pitch from Zapta, an 84-mile-per-hour breaker that got Simas swinging. Full count coming up as Zapta takes a long look in. He steps and fires. Simas swings and misses for strike number 3, and Juan Zapta's night starts with a strikeout on Carson Simas, one away in the bottom of the fourth. Well, this means that Trenton Dunholm's night has come to an end. 3 innings pitched for the Lynchburg Hillcats, allowing 5 fielder, and Luis Durango doesn't have to move at all to make that grab, and what a start to the night for Juan Zapta. Quick inning of work, 1-2-3 against the 8-9-1 portion of the Salem Red Sox order, and we have a scoreless fourth inning. We move into the fifth, though, with a 5-5. We welcome you back to Salem, Virginia, top of the fifth inning between the Salem Red Sox and the Lynchburg Hillcats. We are all knotted up at 5 apiece here on this Friday night. Jake Fox set to lead things off for the Lynchburg Hillcats. Huberstein's first pitch is in the zone for strike number 1. And a wonderful showing today from the fans. It was a hot one, around mid-90s today here in Southwest Virginia, as the 0-1 pitch is outside for ball number 1. But as the nighttime comes, everyone starts filing in the seats here at the ballpark, and a great showing from the fans today. 1-1 pitch, and it's in there for strike number 2. And obviously teacher appreciation night. We have a good young crowd with us as well out here to support their teachers, who help educate us so much. As the 1-2 pitch goes upstairs for ball number 2. So thank you to all the teachers out there that do their job so well of educating our youth. 2-2 pitch, and Fox will sky it up towards left center field. It's Lopez that will come over to his right and call off Keir Meredith to make the catch for out number 1. First time tonight that the Red Sox have been able to retire the batter of Jake Fox. He had a double back in the first and a walk in the third. So good showing here from Uberstein to get the inning going. And Milan Tolentino has a 0-1 night. First pitch, he sees a chopper. Now we go down the third baseline and out of play. So count reads 0-1 with one out. And he eventually came around to score. Back in the first inning, though, he popped one up to Phillip Sykes out in right field. Continuing to look at the Carolina League scores, we totally forgot to keep that up with you guys. I'm really sorry about that. The Carolina Mudcats and Downey's Duck through four is at the 2-2 game. And just when I say that, Milan Tolentino rips his first hit of the night, a single over Carson Simas' head out towards right field, a one-out single. And that will be the last pitch that Tyler Uberstein will throw in the night. Luke Mott's coming out to retrieve the baseball from his pitcher. Not a bad showing from Tyler Uberstein, allowing six hits, five earned runs. But hey, it's a tied baseball game, and he will get an ovation as he walks off of the diamond here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. We'll give you the name and information of that new Salem Red Sox pitcher when we come back. It's the top of the fifth inning, Lynchburg 5, Salem 5, Milan Tolentino for the Hillcats. On at first base. You are listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.TV. We welcome you back to Salem, Virginia, as a balk is called on Alexander Montero. He throws his first pitch of his appearance out of the bullpen. So Milan Tolentino moves from first to second before Montero is able to record his very first pitch of the night. So first man out of the bullpen for the Salem Red Sox is the right-hander, number 18, Montero, as it the 0-0 pitch to Victor Plantiart, who fell off into the screen behind the plate, making the count 0-1. Well, Montero has been involved with Salem Red Sox this season. Haven't seen him so far this series. An 0-2 pitcher with a 6.35 ERA. It's his eighth appearance out of the bullpen. And he fires the 0-1 pitch, which is skied up a mile high, but definitely playable for the Red Sox, as on the right field foul line, the catch is made by Simas, and the runner Tolentino will not tag from second. So two outs of the inning. It's the first that belongs to Alexander Montero, and Tolentino remains in scoring position, but is at second with Isaiah Green coming to the plate. Tough play for Simas to work all the way from second base right to that right field foul line. But he makes the grab for the second out, and now Montero and the Red Sox are going to try to get out of the fifth. First pitch on the way to Green. It's in the zone for strike number one, Alexander Montero. We talk about that record, not the glamorous. ERA not really spectacular either. But in the 11 and one-third innings that he's pitched, he's allowed 15 hits. 8 earned runs. He's walked 5 and has struck out 12. The 0-1 pitch goes low and inside for ball number one. And this is where things get interesting, folks. It's a 5-5 ball game. Luke Mons has gone to the bullpen. Last night's bullpen was pretty spectacular from the Salem Red Sox, only allowing like 2 earned runs in the contest. Much better than what we saw on Tuesday and Wednesday night. 1-1 pitcher Montero, and that's low and inside for ball number two. So the bullpen has definitely been the area of the season that you're wondering if the Salem Red Sox are going to figure it out. And why not tonight? The offense is booming. 5 runs through 4 innings of play. As time is called by the home plate umpire and Jared Molman. Some more Carolina League scores. Charleston leads Augusta 6-1 in the bottom of the 4th. 3 runs in the first and second inning by the River Dogs. 2-1 pitch, Montero fires, and it's away for ball number 3. Meanwhile, Myrtle Beach and Columbia tied up at 3 apiece. Columbia with 3 unanswered runs, including 2 in the bottom of the 4th. They just finished that bottom half of the 4th inning in Columbia. In the last game, Delmarva leads Fredericksburg 6-4. 3-1 pitch is upstairs for ball number 4. A 5-pitch walk to Isaiah Green, and we'll get to see Joe Donovan's bat here in the top of the 5th. So if Delmarva is able to take down Fredericksburg, and the Nationals have been great until this week, 4 runs in the top of the 1st inning. You know, they started the game off right, but in the bottom of the 2nd, the Shorebirds are able to add 4 runs. Then the bottom of the 3rd, 2 more runs come across. And, hey, Delmarva's up 6-4. That game is in the same frame as we're at, top of the 5th. 2 base runners here for Joe Donovan with 2 outs in the top of the 5th. As Alexander Montero's first pitch is in the zone for strike number 1. Donovan is 0-2 today. He struck out swinging back in the 2nd and lined one out to Phillip Sykes in right field. So he's looking to try to make an impact for Lynchburg here in the 5th. 0-1 pitch. Donovan puts it in play. No, it jumps foul before it reaches third base down the line. The count will go 0-2. And I think Joe Donovan will need a new bat as it snapped on that chopper that went foul. And a rather interesting way, Dayan Frias just threw the barrel out of the dugout towards Joe Donovan. So the bat boy had multiple jobs there. He had to go get the broken bat and also bring in a new bat. So down 0-2 in the count, Donovan's going to have to get used to a new bat. But an opportunity to give Lynchburg a lead as there's a runner in scoring position with Milan Tolentino. 0-2 pitch away, and it's low and outside for ball number 1. Isaiah Green just walked. He stands at first base. 5-5s are a score between Lynchburg and Salem. A 1-2 pitch coming up. Montero looks at Tolentino. And now at the plate. Steps and fires. Ivan rips it up the middle. It will be a base hit. Take a while to get to Lopez. He scoops it up. He will take his time for throwing it in. And scoring is Milan Tolentino. So the Lynchburg Hillcats have regained the lead here in Salem, Virginia. It's now Hillcats 6, Red Sox 5 in the top of the 5th. And a little bit more two-out magic comes through as Green gets to second base, and Donovan is on first. It's his first on-base appearance tonight, and it comes in a big way to give the Hillcats their lead once again. They had a 5-run advantage after the top of the 3rd. Scalian Rodriguez, a left-handed batter, will step in to go against Montero. First pitch he sees, 2-bounce grounder to Simas. He scoops it up, tosses it to Cavadas in time for the 3rd out, but not before the Lynchburg Hillcats grab their 6th run of the game thanks to a Joe Donovan RBI single to give the Hillcats a 6-5 lead over the Red Sox. We're halfway through the contest. Let's go to the bottom of the 5th and see if Salem is Lynchburg Hillcats. You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.TV. Bottom of the fifth inning at Salem Memorial Ballpark. The Lynchburg Hillcats snatching a run in the top half of the fifth to take a 6-5 lead over the Salem Red Sox. And now Brian Bonassi will lead things off for the Red Sox, followed by Blaze Jordan and Nathan Hickey here in the fifth. First pitch on the way to Bonassi is in the zone for strike number one. Tough start to the night for the Salem shortstop. He has gone down swinging in both of his plate appearances. He starts down 0-1 in this at-bat. The 0-1 pitch just misses the zone for strike number one. An 0-1 count towards Blaze Jordan. Zapata takes his time, now kicks and delivers, and Jordan swings and misses and quickly goes down 0-2. A single in the first, a double in the third. And we'll find out what he does here. An 0-2 pitch, and time is called. And he might have been pointing to Zapata, who is looking confused on his look. And the umpire rules one ball, two strikes. So that's a way to get back into it if you're Blaze Jordan. A little bit of infraction from Juan Zapata, the pitcher. Didn't get wind up quick enough. 1-2 pitch over to Jordan. Swings and misses for strike number three. And for Juan Zapata, that is the second strikeout of the night. It is the first time that Jordan has been retired for the Red Sox. So two up, two down. And five straight batters retired for Juan Zapata. With Nathan Hickey coming to the plate, 1-2 night. He's done the good and he's done the bad. I mean, he started off with the bad, with a strikeout swinging back in the first as he takes the first pitch for strike number one. But in the third, he had a three-run shot out to right field, which at the time tied the game up at five apiece. But Lynchburg has retaken the lead. It's now 6-5. Hillcats over Red Sox. 0-1 pitch. Hickey on the check swing. And the pitch is low for ball number one. Great job by Hickey to hold back on the swing. He started committing to it and just held back enough to make sure he didn't go down 0-2 in the count. One ball, one strike. Zapata delivers. And it's in the zone for strike number two. A three-run blast was his third home run of the season. And has been able to continue some great success against the Hillcats this season. 1-2 pitch on the way to Hickey. Swing and miss for strike number three. Juan Zapata back-to-back strikeouts. He now has three punchouts through two innings of work from the Hillcats out of the bullpen. We move to the sixth inning of play. It's Hillcats 6. It's Red Sox 5. It's a great one, folks. Wonderful Friday night of Carolina League Baseball on MILB.TV. We're into the sixth here in Salem, Virginia. It is a 6-5 Lynchburg Hillcats lead over the Salem Red Sox. We'll start with the bottom of the order with Wilfrey Peralta and then move up to Luis Durango and Deon Frias. First pitch by Montero is low and inside for ball number one. Came in during the fifth inning and gave up a run that made it 6-5. And Peralta will foul off the 1-0 pitch off his right foot, and the count reads 1-1. Back and forth battle we've had tonight. You know, last night we were talking about how great this game was compared to the first two games you saw in the series. But then tonight, we have another evenly contested matchup as Peralta fouls off the 1-1 pitch to make the count 1-2. 6-5 is our score. Last night our final score was 6-4. So more offense tonight as the 1-2 pitch just misses low and away. And the count will read even at 2-2. Montero trying to use that off-speed delivery, just could not locate it. That's okay, though. 2-2 pitch coming up. Montero kicks, and Peralta drives this up down the third base side. Is it playable? It is not. It goes about 8 rows up down the third baseline, and will redo a 2-2 pitch. Let's take this time to give you a look around the Boston Red Sox organization. It feels like it's been forever since we've checked in with these teams on the broadcast. All four teams playing action today. 2-2 pitch. Peralta into the netting. And we'll redo the 2-2 pitch. Starting with the high A division, the Greenville Drive. They trail 7-5 to Hickory at the time being. A good start by Greenville. 5 runs in the bottom of the first. But 7 unanswered by Hickory. And Alexander Montero gets Peralta the swing and miss for strike number 3. And Montero, he picks up this inning with the strikeout. So good job by Montero to start off the inning strong. He's got a full inning of work underneath his belt. He's only allowed 1 hit so far in the contest, as the first pitch on the way to Durango is fouled up the left field side and into the seated area. So we go 0-1. And the at-bat, it's the first strikeout as well for Alexander Montero. The 0-1 hit opposite field, but what a play by Tyler Miller. Backhanded snatch. That ball had a ticket to the left field wall. That could have been extra bases but for Durango. But Tyler Miller denies Luis Durango. And that is quite the second out of the inning. Tip the old cap to Tyler Miller there. If you're Alexander Montero, your third baseman just saved you a big-time play. Now Deon Frias steps in and takes the first pitch upstairs for ball number one. After that at-bat, Luis Durango has now been retired 2 times today as the 1-0 pitch misses for ball number two. 6-5 is our score. Lynchburg leads Salem as the Hillcats try to win the series tonight. 2-0 pitch, and that's high and inside for strike number one. Sorry, ball number three. Still looking for that first strike is Alexander Montero. Here at Salem, as Alexander Montero was down 3-0 in the count, fought all the way back with 3 straight strikes to end off the inning with 2 strikeouts in the frame. He gets Deon Frias to swing and miss for the 3rd time tonight. And it's 6-5 Lynchburg. They lead Salem. We head to the bottom of the 6th. There's going to be a new pitcher out of the bullpen for the Hillcats. We'll get you that name and information and more when we come back on the other side of this break. Hillcats 6, Red Sox 5. You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.TV. Welcome you back to Salem, Virginia. Bottom of the sixth inning. A new pitcher coming in. It is number 30 in Davis Sharp. So Juan Zapata's night comes to an end. A perfect two innings pitched for the Hillcats. He struck out three, didn't allow a single walk, hit, or run. And Sharp's first pitch of the day will come against Eduardo Lopez. And it goes on the outside for ball number one. So we'll have Lopez, Cavadez, and Miller all due up for the Salem Red Sox as the 1-0 pitch catches the outside top corner for strike number one. 1-1 the count. It's an 0-2 night for Eduardo Lopez. He popped one up to the second baseman in Peralta back in the second and grounded one out to Peralta in the third. The 1-1 pitch comes down the middle for strike number two, and Lopez now trails in the at-bat. We've talked about the May that Eduardo Lopez has had, but he hasn't really had that big at-bat boom here against the Hillcats this series. The 1-2 pitch is on the inside corner, but it misses for ball number two. Two balls, two strikes. Nobody out so far. Pitch is away, and it goes low for ball number three. So the count reads 3-2. Nobody out just yet in this 6-5 ball game where the Hillcats lead the Red Sox. 7 hits on the night for the Hillcats, 5 for the Red Sox, and this is a slow roller back to Sharp, scoops it up, makes the throw to Planchard in time for the out number one. Tough play there for the defense, but Sharp, who just checked into the game, is able to make quick work of it and make a solid throw right over to Planchard at first. So the tough night continues for Lopez. He drops to 0-3 on the evening. And we'll see Nico Cavadez, who was 1-2 today. He doubled back in the third, but it started off with a flyout to the center fielder in the second. First pitch Cavadez sees, he pops it up to our left and out of play for strike number one. But a tightly contested matchup here between Salem and Lynchburg. And now an 0-1 pitch. This is away for ball number one. So one ball, one strike. One out as well. As Sharp kicks and delivers. And the pitch is in the zone for strike number two. Well, Davis Sharp has been a reliable bullpen pitcher for the Hillcats this season. 3-2 record with a 1.06 ERA. This is the 11th appearance for Lynchburg. 1-2 pitch goes upstairs for ball number two. And he does have a save this season. 17 innings of work for Davis Sharp. Look at this. 8 hits, 2 earned runs allowed. He's only walked 3 batters, and he struck out 25. And he almost had 26, but it missed just on the outside for ball number three. So a pitch misses low and away for ball number two, and then just to the outside for ball number three, and a full count here to Nico Cavadez. By the way, this is the second time we're seeing Sharp this series. Swing and a miss by Cavadez. He struck him out on the full count, and that is out number two of the frame. And it's the first strikeout of the night for Davis Sharp. It's the first time today that Nico Cavadez has been surrendered with a strikeout. Two up, two down for Davis Sharp. And now Tyler Miller, who made a web gem play at third base in the top half of this inning, looks to get on base for the first time today. Popped one up to Jake Fox and popped one up to Luis Durango. That was in the second and third inning, respectively. First pitch on the way to Miller is low for ball number one. We mentioned about Miller's struggles when he can't get going in the game. It's hard for him to get going at all, but in the games where Miller is able to make contact and get the offense going on his end, it's been rather successful. And Miller will swing on a 1-0 pitch that is foul tipped into the net behind the plate, so the count worked even at 1-1. 6-5, Lynchburg leads Salem in game 4 of 6. We'll be back here tomorrow. Remember, folks, when we hit the weekend, the game times change a bit. 6:05 on Saturday night, 5:05 on Sunday night. So make sure to listen an hour early tomorrow and 2 hours early on Sunday. The 1-1 pitch is fouled up and just goes right underneath of us here in the press box for strike number two. So although Miller is down 1-2, he's been able to fight off the pitch as well in the at-bat. But Sharp does have the lead. 1-2 pitch, and Miller will watch it go low and inside for ball number two. Just great to have some reliable pitching from the bullpen. Montero has shown his stuff so far in inning and two-thirds of work. He's only allowed one run so far for the Red Sox. But for the Hillcats, it has been three, almost three, I should say, perfect innings as Miller fouls off the 2-2 pitch over by the Hillcats dugout. It's 2-2/3 right now. They have to get through the batter, Tyler Miller, to make it a perfect three innings. So let's do the 2-2 pitch again. Miller drives this out towards left field, dancing with that foul line, and it's fair off the wall. And the tumble by Isaiah Green allows Miller to make a play towards third. Here comes the throw, not in time. A two-out sliding triple for Tyler Miller. And he makes an athletic play. But on the way into third, Tyler Miller took quite the collision from Milan Tolentino. And the Lynchburg third baseman standing up doing fine, but the athletic trainer for the Salem Red Sox, Jacob Blauman, comes straight out to check in on Tyler Miller. So the inning continues, and a strange play out in left field. Isaiah Green, right there on the edge of the warning track in the grass, took a tumble and allowed the ball to roll in a few more feet where Tyler Miller looked up, said, I'm going to take advantage of that, and ran around second and slid into third. It was a good enough throw from Green to make it a contested play at the plate, but I think when Tolentino gloved the baseball and made an effort to tag Miller, may have hit him hard across the face, and that's what I think the athletic trainer is looking at right now. Lynchburg 6, Salem 5. We're in the bottom of the sixth inning at Salem Memorial Ballpark with two outs on the board. But the Red Sox just got a big hit from Tyler Miller. It is a triple. Don't see those that often, but Tyler Miller with the power swing to go opposite field. It hit all the way on that left field wall. Remember, 325 to left, 325 to right, 401 to dead center. And the good news is it appears that Tyler Miller is going to be able to stay in the contest. Although I think the athletic trainer right now just checking to see if there's any bleeding. In almost every sport, if you're bleeding, you can't stay in the game. So they're just trying to patch that up real quickly. And I think Miller is going to be just fine. And an ovation here from the fans. Whether you're cheering for the Hillcats or the Red Sox, you like to see the character and the ability for Miller to stay tough and stay in the game, which is awesome to see. He represents a tying run for the Red Sox, and he's 90 feet away. Carson Simas at the plate, one of two night, and the first pitch he sees goes right down the middle for strike number one. Had a single in the third, struck out swinging in the fourth. Six RBIs on the season, looking to add to that total. 0-1 pitch is low and away for ball number one. The count will run even. One ball, one strike, two away. Great contest so far between these two 460 rivals. 1-1 pitch from Sharp. Sima swings, and he just goes through, says the home plate umpire of Jaron Mulman. And now the Salem second baseman is down 1-2 in the count. Well, let's go. Red Sox chance from some kids at the ballpark coming alive. 1-2 pitch. Sima swings and misses for strike number three. Tyler Miller's two-out triple leave him stranded at third as the Red Sox are unable to tie it up in the bottom of the sixth. But it remains a one-run game. It's Lynchburg 6. It's Salem 5. We move to the seventh here on MILB.TV. We're into the seventh here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Lynchburg leads Salem 6-5 after a scoreless sixth inning of play. But we're into the last three innings of regulation, and this is where anything can happen. Christopher Troy checks into the game as his first pitch is upstairs for ball number one. Second time this series and season that we're seeing Christopher Troy. He joined the Salem Red Sox this week, and he was given the losing decision on Tuesday as the 1-0 pitch goes upstairs for ball number two. And a 9.00 ERA, one inning of work. He gave up one earned run and foul tipped into the glove of Nathan Hickey for strike number three. And look at that. Just mentioned that Christopher Troy was still seeking that first strikeout of the season. He gets it there to start off the top of the seventh. And for the Salem Red Sox, the collaborative efforts, three of the last four batters for the Lynchburg Hillcats have gone down on swinging strikeouts. That's the first out here in the top of the seventh. Coming up to the plate is Milan Tolentino. Shows bunt, pulls away as the pitch goes inside for ball number one. 6-5, Lynchburg leads Salem in this Friday night action, the fourth game of the series between these two teams. 1-0 pitch is right down Broadway for strike number one. Troy was selected in the 12th round of the 2021 MLB draft. Stands at 6'4", 225 pounds. 1-1 pitch, and this will be popped up to the third base side and out of play. The count will now read one ball and two strikes. Tolentino is one of two today. He singled his last time up in the fifth. He walked in the third, and he popped up in the first. So a progressively better day for Milan Tolentino. 1-2 pitches away, and it just misses for ball number two. I think that one was just above the zone. And the count will be even at two balls and two strikes. An even count. Troy looking for that back-to-back punch-outs. He steps and delivers. Tolentino drives this in foul territory down the left field line. Well, this one, folks, can be determined with a matter of a swing or not in the 6-5 ball game. 2-2's the pitch to Tolentino, and he airmails the catcher of Nathan Hickey. It hit about 15 feet up on the screen for ball number three. Didn't even hit the glove of Hickey. Troy just lost control of that fastball, and the count now reads full of three balls and two strikes. A strong start to the at-bat for Troy has turned into a payoff pitch, 3-2 upstairs for ball number four, and Milan Tolentino will have his third straight on-base appearance. This one comes with the second walk of the day in the seventh. Well, Lynchburg has done a great job so far this series to get runners aboard, and once you get runners on, good things can happen. You add runs off of small plays, and Victor Planchard today has been able to do exactly that. He singled his time up in the third, which drove in a run for the Lynchburg Hillcats, and the first pitch he sees is in the zone for strike number one. Outside of that, Planchard hasn't had really that bright of a day. He grounded out to Carson Simas in the first and popped up to Mr. Simas in the fifth. 0-1 pitch. Tolentino with a little lead at first. He'll stay at the 0-1 pitch is just missed inside for ball number one. Went with the fastball, could not locate it in the zone. And so the count will go to one ball and one strike. Troy checks back in at the runner at first, Tolentino, but no tag put down from Nico Cavades. So one ball, one strike, one out. Christopher Troy takes a deep breath. Now steps and fire. The runner's a go, and Hickey doesn't have the greatest transfer, and he cannot make a throw down towards second, so Tolentino will steal the base and move into scoring position. And the count will go to two balls and one strike. So So Victor Blanchard has another opportunity of driving in his ninth RBI of the season. He swings to the very next pitch. Grounder on the way to Simas. Makes an easy throw to Cavadas in time for the inning second out. Meanwhile, Milan Tolentino advances to third. And he moves 90 feet closer to home. But two outs on the board here in the top of the seventh. Second time today that Victor Blanchard has grounded out to Carson Simas. He drops to 1-4 on the evening. And now Isaiah Green comes to the plate. 1-2 night for the Lynchburg Killcats. Had a triple back in the third that drove in two runs. It was a part of a big inning for the Hillcats. It was a three-run third. And Troy's first pitch to Green misses low and away for ball number one. Outside that triple in the third, he flew out to left field, Keir Meredith in the first, and then he walked in the fifth. So try to make it three straight on-base appearances on the 1-0 pitch. The appeal down to Elian Milton said he did not go on the check swing, and the count reached 2-0. So two outs in the top of the seventh. Lynchburg leads 6-5. And the ball gets through Hickey towards the backstop. And touching home, it is Milan Tolentino. And the Lynchburg Hillcats have doubled their margin of lead. It's now 7-5 Hillcats over the Salem Red Sox. Tough play there from Troy. And Hickey just slid right underneath the glove of the Salem catcher and rolled all the way towards the backstop. And at that point, Tolentino was for sure going to touch home plate safely. 3-0 Isaiah Green. The pitch is away. It's outside for ball number four. A four-pitch walk to Isaiah Green with two outs here in the top of the seventh. And Nick Green will come out to talk with this right-handed pitcher. So Lynchburg adds on to their lead. It was a one-run advantage thanks to their solo run in the top of the fifth, but after a scoreless sixth, they're able to add an additional run in the top of the seventh, gain themselves a little bit more breathing room. Now, one run is not really a lead, because you always think about it. It can, unless it's the end of the game, that's where it matters the most, because when the action's happening, it's one swing and the game's tied. But in two-run lead, you have a little bit more comfort. You're in a much better situation mentally and physically. Joe Donovan comes to the plate. Singled his last time up. Runner goes. Throw down to second. It is not in time. Hickey's throw to Carson Simas was just a little bit behind the runner, Isaiah Green. And so advancing to second base and into scoring position is Lynchburg's Isaiah Green. By the way, that pitch of Joe Donovan was on the outside for ball number one. The count reads 1-0. Here comes the 1-0 pitch from Troy, and that misses outside for ball number two. Donovan started off the night with the strikeout swing in the second, lined one out to Phillip Sykes in the third, and then had a single in the fifth. That was the game-leading RBI single that scored that sixth run for the Hillcats. 2-0 count. Troy delivers to Donovan, and that's in the zone for strike number one. 93-mile-per-hour fastball brings the count to 2-1. Green holds at second. A play into the outfield, though, could make this an 8-5 game. Donovan, big swing on the 2-1. He misses for strike number two. We go deuces wild here in the top of the seventh. It's a 7-5 ball game. Lynchburg leads 2-2, and two outs. Troy kicks and delivers, and it's low for ball number three. Hickey gets enough of it in front of him to make sure the ball does not roll past the left foot. And the count will go to 3-2. Scaling Rodriguez awaits on deck. 0-3 night for the Lynchburg Killcats. It'll all figure out after this 3-2 delivery by Christopher Troy. He looks at Green, now back at the plate, steps and fires, and he just missed it inside. Ball number four. It is the third walk of the inning. Back-to-back base on balls from Christopher Troy. And now Scalian Rodriguez comes to the plate. As we mentioned, an 0-3 night for Rodriguez. He struck out twice in the second and in the fourth as the first pitch by Troy is low and outside for ball number one. Switching out some of the baseballs here. At the diamond, and then the third at bat ended with a ground out to Carson Simas. A very popular name to ground out to today is Carson Simas, who makes his return to the infield. That's what's going to happen when you have a lot of left-handed batters, though. 1-0 pitch from Troy, and that's down the middle for strike number one. So counts even of one ball, one strike, two away. If you look at the scoreboard, it's even more evenly matched. On the hit, seven hits for the Hillcats, six for the Red Sox, 1-1 pitch, and it's fouled into the screen behind the plate, bringing the count to one ball, two strikes. But two away here in the top of the seventh, the Lynchburg Hillcats have already extended their lead. It's now 7-5 over the Salem Red Sox. And with two runners aboard and one in scoring position, they're looking to add on to it. 1-2 pitch, Troy getting out of the frame. And he can't. The appeal down to Elliot Melton says that Scalian Rodriguez didn't go. So the count goes to two balls and two strikes. Oh, for the moment there, the pitch was low for ball number two, but we had to wait and see what our base path umpire thought of the check swing by Scalian Rodriguez. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Once again, juice is wild. Troy steps and delivers and misses inside for ball number three. Troy has been in this position three straight times, and the two prior times he walked the Hillcats batter. And what they always say, folks, third time's the charm, but he can't get it there on a pitch inside and low for ball number four. And with three straight walks, Christopher Troy has loaded the bases, and Wilfrey Peralta will come to the plate with two outs and hopes to clear them. Out of the last five Lynchburg batters, four of them have reached safely, folks. And they've all been through the walks. And Luke Montz has seen enough from Christopher Troy as his night will come to an end. A new pitcher coming out of the bullpen looks to be Blake Lubier. We'll confirm that and give you an update on what Blake has done so far this season. But stay tuned, folks, because the bases are loaded with two outs in the top of the seventh. The Lynchburg Hillcats looking to separate themselves from the Salem Red Sox here on MILB.TV. 7-5 Hillcats lead. We welcome you back to Salem, Virginia. If you're just tuning in, what a time to check in on this action. The bases are loaded for the Lynchburg Killcats in the top of the seventh inning with two outs on the board and Wilfried Peralta at the plate. Three straight walks by Christopher Troy has loaded up the bases. And Blake Lubier, who just checked into the game, there's a pitch on the outside for ball number one. Looking at Blake Lubier's season, has no record of zero wins and zero losses. A 7.85 ERA. Wilfried Peralta lines this out to right field, falls for a base hit. One run scores in green. Donovan touches home. At third, it goes scaling Rodriguez, and it's a two-out, two-RBI single for Wilfried Peralta, and the Lynchburg Killcats have a 9-5 lead over the Salem Red Sox. Well, multiple times this inning, the Salem Red Sox were on the doorstep of getting out of it, but they were unable to do so. And it turns out to be a three-run top of the seventh. And the Hillcats have a four-run advantage, their second highest of the night. Luis Durango swings on the first pitch. Odd hop to Simas, but he tosses over to Cavadas in time for the inning's third out. But what a performance by the Lynchburg Hillcats. It was a one-run game coming into the top of the seventh, but they add three runs, giving them quite the insurance as we head into the seventh inning stretch. Lynchburg 9, Salem 5. You're listening to Carolina League Baseball on MILB.TV. Welcome back to Salem, Virginia. It is the bottom of the seventh inning. Keir Meredith, Phillip Sykes, Brian Bonassi, all to hit for the Red Sox here in this bottom half of the seventh. We hope all you guys are stretched out and ready to go for what should be an exciting ending here from Salem Memorial Ballpark. The Hillcats lead 9-5 over Salem. First pitch on the way to Meredith's in the zone for strike number one, and the 0-1 pitch is upstairs for ball number one. So the Hillcats can extend their lead possibly at the top of the Carolina League North Division tonight. They sit 20-15 through 35 games as play as Akira Meredith takes the 1-1 pitch in the zone for strike number two. Now the Red Sox have lost four straight games now, looking to snap the cold streak as the 1-2 pitch that Meredith's put into play. Odd hopper over to Peralta, but he makes it look easy and fires a perfect throw over to Planchard in time for the inning's first out. So another time through the order. We've gone through it three times for the Salem Red Sox, and it's been a pretty good showing. Five runs, six hits. It's nothing too special when you're down 9-5, but, of course, that third inning is the outliner so far. They've been held scoreless in the five other innings of play, except for that third, which they scored five. Phillip Sykes swings on the first pitch and misses for strike number one. Although Sykes has come in tonight's game with the hot streak. 5-8 over the last two games. He is 0-2 tonight. A pair of pop-ups to the outfield. The first one going to Isaiah Green, and the second one to Luis Durango. The 0-1 pitch is in the zone for strike number two. 81-mile-per-hour breaking ball from Davis Sharp. And outside of that triple by Tyler Miller, it's almost been a perfect run-through from the Lynchburg bullpen as Sykes swings and misses on the 0-2 pitch for strike number three and strikeout number three for Davis Sharp. So two up, two down for the Salem Red Sox, and now Brian Bonassi, who bats second in the order, looks to get his first on-base appearance of the night. First pitch on the way, and it's sent opposite field, and it just misses fair territory. About 5 feet to the left, and it's a foul ball. Bonassi looking to try to get going. 0-3 today. He struck out in the first, struck out in the third, then grounded out to Peralta back in the fifth. He starts 0-1 in the count, although some of the best contact we've seen from Bonassi all day. The 0-1 pitch is in the zone for strike number two. And we've looked at Davis Sharp's ridiculous walk-to-strikeout ratio. 3 walks so far on the season given up. About 25 strikeouts coming in today's game as Bonassi slaps one down the first baseline. It goes foul and will stay at 0-2 count. But that strikeout total is now up to 28, so that's a pretty good ratio to live by. When you say, for every walk I throw 9 strikeouts, that's pretty good, and that's what Davis Sharp has been. 0-2 pitch, it swung on, and it hits off of Joe Donovan. Drop third strike policy in play, but Donovan can make a throw down to first. So although it's another strikeout for Davis Sharp, it will actually be Brian Bonassi at first after an odd hop at the plate, which allows the ball to roll all the way to the backstop, and it puts a runner on first with two outs in the bottom of the seventh. So could that be the weird spark that the offense gets out of it? We'll find out. It's a 9-5 Lynchburg lead over Salem. Blaze Jordan is at the plate. First pitch he sees, he fouls it off down the first baseline. Takes a weird hop into the netting and actually gets through to some fans. Looks like everyone is A-OK in a rather odd souvenir. Came in hot. 0-1 pitch. Bonassi with a little lead at first. Sharp steps in. Jordan swings and misses for strike number two. Good night for Blaze Jordan. 2-3. He had a single in the first, a double in the third, but struck out swinging back in the fifth. Bonassi's at first base after a drop third strikeout. The 0-2 pitch misses low and away for ball number one. It was that third inning, folks, that these next two batters, Blaze Jordan and Nathan Hickey, were able to put the ball in play at the necessary time as a check over back at Bonassi is unsuccessful. It was Jordan's double in the third, which drove in two runs, and it was Hickey's home run that brought in 3 runs to make it a 5-5 ball game. But no offense since then. 1-2 pitch, Jordan pops it up. It will head towards the concourse. But Jordan battles. He stays alive to see another pitch. We're in the bottom of the seventh here on this Friday night. Lynchburg leads Salem 9-5. You got Salem Memorial Ballpark. And Sharp fires away. Jordan puts it in play. A chopper that goes foul down the third baseline. So we'll stay at 1-2. 2 outs in the inning as well. Akir Meredith ground out, then a strikeout swing by Phillip Sykes. But then Bonassi able to get aboard. A 1-2 pitch. Sharp makes a look back at first, and the tag put down by Planchart was not in time. That's a second pickoff attempt by Davis Sharp. If he does it again, it's a balk. Just keep that rule in mind. 1-2 pitch, and Jordan rips this out towards Jordan. Gets through for a base hit. Bonassi turns at second. He's thinking three. He stands up at the bag. Jordan holds at the other corner. It's a two-out single for the Salem Red Sox. We have runners on the corner with Nathan Hickey coming to the plate. Third hit of the night for Blaze Jordan. It has been a while since the Salem Red Sox designated hitter has had three hits in one night. So a chance for Salem to at least cut into the deficit a bit. They can't erase it with this Nathan Hickey at bat as the Lynchburg defense talking some things over. Defensive strategy between the third baseman Tolentino, shortstop Fox, and the second baseman Peralta. But everyone stands at their respective positions. Just trying to figure out where you go on the force out. First pitch on the way to Hickey. It's upstairs for ball number one. So can the Red Sox come through in the later innings and make it interesting? Like I mentioned, we've had five scoreless innings by the Salem Red Sox. One of them with five runs. Hickey with a huge hack. And he missed it for strike number one. But if he was able to lay any wood on that ball, that one could have been going the distance. One ball, one strike, two away, and a 9-5 Lynchburg lead over the Salem Red Sox. Sharp looks in, fires the 1-1. It's fouled up just to our left here in the press box, and the count goes one ball, two strikes. Who knows how many opportunities this Salem Red Sox team have left in the contest. With runners on the corners, Bonassi was able to advance on a drop third strike that rolled to the backstop. 1-2 pitch, and Hickey hits it towards right field. It falls for a base hit. Jordan turns at second. It rolls all the way to the wall. Bonassi scores. Jordan will touch home. And Nathan Hickey has a triple. It's 9-7 Lynchburg, and the Red Sox cut the deficit in half. What a at-bat by Nathan Hickey. And running on two outs, Jordan was able to come all the way home from first. Bonassi came home from third. But the two runs make this a two-run ball game. And Eduardo Lopez, the tying run, stands at the plate. Hickey only 90 feet away. Sharp steps into it. And the pitch is on the outside for ball number one. An 0-3 night for Eduardo Lopez. A pop-up out towards Wilfrey Peralta. And then a pair of groundouts in the infield as Lopez fouls off the 1-0 pitch towards the Lynchburg dugout. One ball, one strike. Seven total bases today for Nathan Hickey. The home run back in the third and now a triple in the seventh. 1-1 pitch to Lopez and it's up and away for ball number two. And you look at the stat line we read out for Davis Sharp earlier in the contest. This is not like Davis Sharp. 2-1 pitch. Lopez skies it up. Is it playable for Lynchburg? Donovan working over. So is Tolentino. But it's about four rows up and to the seating area. And the count will go two balls and two strikes to Eduardo Lopez. 9-7 is our score here in Salem Memorial Ballpark. The Lynchburg Hillcats have the lead over the Salem Red Sox. And what has been an evenly contested matchup all night long. 2-2 pitch by Sharp. And it's low and it gets away from Donovan. And no one covers home and Hickey slides in. It's 9-8 Lynchburg. A weird bounce in front of Joe Donovan behind the plate. Took him a while to find the baseball. Davis Sharp was not as aggressive as covering home, so Nathan Hickey saw the opportunity and dashed towards home, and he slid in safely, no play at the plate. And the at-bat goes to three balls and two strikes to Eduardo Lopez. Sharp looks in, steps in and fires. Lopez puts it in play, but it is actually fouled off of his right foot as he stands up and hobbles. Lopez does not have one of those shin guards on. So what looked to be a inning-ending 4-3 ground out was instead stopped by the home plate umpire, Jared Molman. Remember, folks, this inning was only able to continue because a drop third strikeout that rolled past Joe Donovan to the backstop and Bonassi was able to get aboard safely. If he gloves it, it stays 9-5 and we head to the eighth. First pitch on the way to Lopez. This is skied out towards right, but standing right there is Scalian Rodriguez, and he makes the grab. The count went to full, but the Lynchburg Hillcats are able to get out of the jam. But the Salem Red Sox, they gave up three in the top half of the seventh, and they get three right back in the bottom half of the inning. We move to the eighth, folks. It's 9-8 Lynchburg over Salem. This one will go down to the wire. We hope you can stick with us for the remainder of the broadcast. You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.TV. Welcome you back to Salem Memorial Ballpark, as it appears that there is a new center fielder into the game. And folks, that is hard for me to see from this distance. But I'm going to say maybe Edison Paulino has checked in at center field. The home plate umpire just pointed out to center as Blake Lubier fires the first pitch on the way to Deion Frias. It's a missed outside for ball number one. Three consecutive strikeout swingings by Deion Frias, and he swings on the 1-0, and he misses for strike number one. So it appears that Eduardo Lopez, remember his last at-bat in the seventh when he hit the ball off of his right foot as Frias fouls it down the first baseline, a chop that rolls all the way by the Hillcats bullpen. He was in some pain. We said he was not wearing any shin guard nor protection on that right foot. As he came in defensively for the center field, as the 1-2 pitch is low and away for ball number two. He was grimacing in some pain. The trainer came out. They talked about it for a bit, and Lopez said, "I just can't do it." So I think Edison Paulino has checked into the game out at center field, and Deion Frias will foul off the 2-2 pitch, and we'll stay at an even count. Nine-eight our score. Lynchburg leads Salem. Lubier fires the 2-2 low for ball number three. But Deion Frias does have a single in tonight's game. It came way back in the first inning. But since then, Frias has not been able to get on the base paths. It's a full count. Three balls, two strikes. Lubier fires. Frias swings and misses. He goes down for the fourth time tonight. And Blake Lubier starts off the eighth inning with a strikeout. And all the mayhem that was happening last season, we forgot to read you out the rest of Lubier's line. It's his 12th appearance of the season, all coming from the bullpen. He has 18 and a third inning coming into today. 28 hits and 16 earns a run as he delivers a first pitch strike to Jake Fox. He's allowed four home runs. He's walked 13 batters and has struck out 13. 0-1 count to Fox. Pitches away and it's upstairs for ball number one. Fox is 1 of 3 on the night. He doubled back in the first. He walked in the third and then popped up in the fifth and went down swinging game when he led off in the seventh. He swings right there on the 1-2 pitch and misses to bring the count to 1-2. So Lube start off the inning with the strikeout. Does he have another one in him? 1-2 pitch, and he just missed. Just missed low and away for ball number two, and the count will run even. Milan Tolentino will also get an at-bat in this inning. He awaits on deck. Deadly part of the order for the Hillcats. 2-2 spikes in front of home plate. Well in front of the batter of Jake Fox, so the count will run full. 3-2. 9-8 our score. Lynchburg leads Salem on this Friday night in the Carolina League. Salem looking for their first win on the week. Lynchburg looking trying to make it 4 straight. 3-2. Fox puts it right back up. Play up the middle and into the outfield for a base hit. Fox takes a huge turn at first, but retreats to the bag. He will settle for the single here in the eighth, and it's a one-out single with the base paths clear here in Salem. And as Paulino was the one to scoop it up and make the throw in, I was able to catch his number. It is Edison Paulino out in center field. He had the night off, but becoming a part of a big role in a tightly contested one-run differential game between Lynchburg and Salem. So a one-out single from Jake Fox brings Tolentino to the plate. Lube fires the first pitch. It's a hot shot to Simas. He scoops it, makes a throw over to Bonassi, makes a throw to Cavadez. 4-6-3 double play. And the Salem Red Sox get out of the frame. We go to the bottom of the eighth. The Lynchburg Hillcats lead the Salem Red Sox 9-8. Can Salem come from behind once again in tonight's contest? We'll just have to find out after some sweet Caroline here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.TV. Welcome back to Salem, Virginia. Nico Cavadez, Tyler Miller, and Carson Simas all due up in this bottom half of the eighth inning. Lynchburg 9, Salem 8. Trey Benton has just come into the game out of the bullpen. And the first pitch he throws is low for ball number one. Benton, a right-handed pitcher, for this Lynchburg Hillcats side. He hails from Wilmington, North Carolina. Turns 24 years old on June 18th. The 1-0 pitch is in the zone for strike number one, and the count is even. Cavadas is 1-3 tonight, had a double back in the third, and sandwiched in between of it is a pop-out in the second and a strikeout swinging in the sixth. 1-1 count, Benton delivers, and the pitch is in the zone for strike number two. One ball and two strikes. Benton has a 0.00 ERA this season, folks. 11 innings pitched. No, only one hit allowed. Absolutely incredible stat line. 5 walks, 18 strikeouts, and make it 19 as Cavadas swings and misses for strike number three. Back-to-back punchouts against Nico Cavadas, and that's how the bottom of the eighth inning begins. Tyler Miller is 1-3 today as well. Had a pair of pop-ups in the early stages of the game. The first one coming in the second out towards Fox. And then the third going out to Durango. But then a triple back in the sixth inning where he was stranded. First pitch he sees, he grounds it over by the Lynchburg Hillcats dugout for strike number one. So 0-1 count. It's a 9-8 ball game. Lynchburg leads Salem. Well, the best offensive night we've seen from the Red Sox. They've come in the two innings, the third and the seventh, all 8 runs in those two half innings. 0-1 pitch, Miller puts it in play, two hopper over to Peralta at second, moving away, but makes a throw over to Blanchard in time for out number two. Two up, two down for Trey Benton and the Hillcats, and we move down to Carson Simas. So Salem has going to have to find at least one run in the contest to tie it up, at least two to win. And right now, every batter that comes to the plate represents the tying run for the Salem Red Sox. As the first pitch is away, Simas drives it down the right field line and goes out of play for strike number one. So the question is, can Salem stick away from that big-time offense and just bring the runs across in small increments? Now, Lynchburg has done so well this season. It's the 0-1 pitch is low for ball number one. Nothing against big, booming offense. Nothing against that at all. But at times, it seems like it's boom or bust for the Salem Red Sox team, especially in today's game. 1-1 pitch. Benton dicks, and it's a grounder over to Peralta, and he's unable to scoop it, and Simas is on first. Or sometimes you can just get a lucky break, and that's exactly what Carson Simas and the Salem Red Sox got right there. Make that an E4 for Peralta. A great night defensively, but that one just slipped through Peralta's glove. And Simas was able to get the first with no throw over to the bag. So, number nine in the order, it's Keir Meredith, who has one on-base appearance today with a hit-by-pitch. Outside of that, he is 0-2 today. Popped up out to Tolentino in the fourth and grounded out to Peralta back in the seventh. The runner goes. First pitch is spiked. Donovan's throw down way off the money out towards center. Simas stands up, runs to third. The ball gets through the center fielder, and Simas will score. We are 9 up and 9 apiece in Salem Memorial Ballpark. And one error after another has made this a 9-9 ball game. Simas was at first. He took off towards second. Donovan tried to laser a throw into Jake Fox. It went through his body. Then it went out towards center, and Durango wasn't able to scoop it, so it rolled all the way out towards center field. And Simas came all the way in to score, and it's 9-9. So Keir Meredith will watch the pitch go on the inside for ball number two, I want to say. Haven't been able to define just yet on the scoreboard what that first pitch was. Now it says 2 balls, 0 strikes. Benton delivers, and the pitch is in the zone for strike number one. So it's not the first earned run of the year against Trey Benson, but it is the first run given up when Benson has been on the mound. And the count reached 2-1. Benson kicks and delivers, and it's low for ball number 3. So Salem has come back for the second time tonight and has knotted it up with the Lynchburg Hillcats. The score is 9-9 here in the 8th. Great battle between these two rivals as the Red Sox try to get back in the win column. 3-1 pitch. Meredith puts it in play. Takes an odd hop off the mound, but Fox is there to scoop it. And the throw over to first is just in time. They get the speedy Keir Meredith. But we're going to go into the 9th inning with a tied game. It's Lynchburg 9. It's Salem 9. Blake Lubier coming out for another inning of work. And we'll see, folks, this one will come to the very end tonight. Stick with us here on MILB.TV. Lynchburg 9, Salem 9 on MILB.TV. We head into the 9th inning with a 9-9 ball game, and the first pitch is fouled up the left field side by Victor Planchart. And folks, it is clutch time. Victor Planchart, Isaiah Green, Joe Donovan all coming to the dish in this top of the 9th inning. 0-1 pitch, it is put into play, and it gets through Carson Simas for a leadoff single. And just when Planchart needed to come through with a big opportunity for the Hillcats, he delivers with his second hit of the day, both of them being singles, and the Lynchburg Hillcats have the leading run on the base path. Well, that was a tough play for Carson Simas. He laid out to his right side to try to stop that baseball from getting through his body, but at that point, Planchart just put it in the most perfect spot, and that is how he is aboard. So we move down to Isaiah Green, who has 3 straight on-base appearances, and Lubier fires a pitch on the outside for ball number 1. So a few fortunate breaks for the Salem Red Sox have them in this 9-9 game. But whenever you have opportunities going your way, you got to capitalize on them. That's exactly what the Red Sox have done as the 1-0 pitch is in the zone for strike number 1. Remember, the drop third strike by Bonassi in the 7th, that allowed a 3-run 7th to happen. And then an error by Peralta and a few throwing errors by the Hillcats allowed Simas to score. As Green will see the pitch go low and off the body of Hickey behind him, and Planchart moves from first to second. So the 1-1 pitch was low. It hopped in front of Hickey, jumped over his body towards the backstop. And at that time, Planchart saw an opportunity to go to second, and he does. So now the Hillcats, just in a matter of a few pitches, have a runner in scoring position with nobody out here in the top of the ninth. 2-1's the count. The pitch is away from Luby, and Green will pop this up down the third base side, and it will head out of play. Well, folks are staying around here at the ballpark tonight because there are post-game fireworks, but I think there's a lot of in-game fireworks today. 18 hits combined, 18 runs combined, as a matter of fact. And it's just been a back-and-forth game that sees Salem with their opportunity to grab their first win in five games. Two balls and two strikes. Lube takes a look towards the plate, and it spikes in front of it again. But Hickey's there this time to block it down and keep it in front of his body. The count will go to three balls and two strikes. Joe Donovan is on deck. A 1-of-3 day for the Lynchburg Hillcats. Three balls and two strikes to Isaiah Green. He's 1-of-2 today. And now he's 1-of-3 as he swings and misses for strike number three. And as Green missed it, he slammed the bat down with his right hand only and frustration. And now Luke Mons is coming out of the dugout. We're going to have a new pitcher come into the game, but not a bad job by Blake Lubier. Comes in, holds on to 9 runs for the Lynchburg Hillcats. Maybe his best outing of the season, but he will not get the job done today. That will be someone else who will come out of the bullpen to try to keep this a 9-9 ball game as we approach the bottom of the ninth inning. One out, runner on second for Lynchburg. You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.TV. Welcome you back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. It is the top of the ninth inning with one out. Victor Blanchard is on second base for the Lynchburg Hillcats in a 9-9 baseball game. And Miguel Suero has come out of the bullpen and is now pitching for the Salem Red Sox. But for Blake Lubier, that means his night has come to an end as Suero's first pitch is high and away for ball number one. But in an inning and two-thirds of work, Lubier gave up 3 hits and struck out 2 batters. But the most important factor of that, 0 runs allowed. Solid job. And now the 0-1 pitch on the way. Simas has a little trouble of scooping it up and making an effort towards the bag at first was the pinch hitter of Yordaz Valdez instead of Joe Donovan. And he couldn't get there in time. So the ground out towards Carson Simas does stand. That is the second out of the inning, but Victor Blanchard moves to third base. So Scaling Rodriguez up to the plate, who is looking to try to get his first hit of the game as the first pitch goes to the outside edge for strike number one. So Yordaz Valdez checks into the game as a pinch hitter, and he puts the ball in play, able to move his base runner towards third, but still a 9-9 ball game. 0-1 count. Suero kicks, and Scanlon Rodriguez fouls it into the netting, and the count goes to 0-2. Well, in a perfect world, the Salem Red Sox would be able to get out of this top of the ninth inning and into the bottom half with a 9-9 score. And we've seen it multiple times today that pass balls get through, and you can't let that happen if you're Nathan Hickey. An 0-2 count. Suero kicks and delivers. Pitch is outside, and Hickey's able to glove it. Make the count 1-2. Top of the ninth inning. It's a 9-9 ball game between Lynchburg and Salem. What has been an excellent contest on this fourth game of a six-game series. 1-2 pitch is away, and this is belted out towards right field. Base hit. The Hillcats take the lead as Victor Blanchard touches home. It's Lynchburg 10, Salem 9 in the top of the ninth. And once again, the Hillcats come through with a big-time hit. An RBI single by Scaling Rodriguez has put the Hillcats ahead in the top of the ninth. Tough break for the Red Sox as the 11th hit of the night for Lynchburg gives them a one-run lead as Peralta fouls off the first pitch he sees into the screen behind the plate. Salem has not had the lead tonight, but they have come back from 2 4-plus run deficits. And now they trail by one. So needing a run in the bottom of the ninth inning, but if you're Suero and the Red Sox, your only task is to get out of this frame. An 0-1 count. The kick is delivered by Suero, and it's in the middle for strike number two. But for Scaling Rodriguez, a day that started off with two strikeouts in the ground out and then walked in the seventh. In his fifth plate appearance today, he comes through with a single at the biggest moment of the game. The 0-2 pitch is low, and a delayed takeoff by Rodriguez rounds second and stands at third. A wild play by the Salem Red Sox. The pitch was low and inside, and Hickey delivered a gun it down towards second. Made the throw across his body, and Bonassi had no shot at it. And so Rodriguez moves from one corner to the next. And another throwing error committed today by the Salem Red Sox. And a tough break there. But the runner is still on the base path. 1-2 pitch. Peralta puts it in play. Dribble to Cavadas. He gloves it and will do it himself. Three unassisted to get us out of the top of the ninth inning. But the Lynchburg Hillcats come through thanks to Scaling Rodriguez RBI single out towards right field in the top of the ninth. They are three outs away. Trey Bennin will try to get the save for the Lynchburg Hillcats. Salem needs one to tie, two to win. We're going to see what happens at the bottom of the ninth inning coming up next on MILB.TV. It is the bottom of the ninth in Salem Memorial Ballpark. The Lynchburg Hillcats lead the Salem Red Sox 10-9 in this back-and-forth battle all night long. The difference maker for the time being, a Scalian Rodriguez RBI single out to right field to give the Hillcats their 10th run of the night. We'll have the top of the order coming up for Salem, Phillip Sykes, Brian Bonassi, and Blaze Jordan. Trey Bennett comes out for another inning of work, and he starts it off with a strike on the lower half of the zone. The leadoff batter in Sykes is 0-3 tonight with one on-base appearance with a walk in the third. 0-1 count, Benton delivers, Sykes swings and misses for strike number two. I mentioned that Benton could get the actual save, but he can even do better and get the win tonight, which could be his first decision of the year. 0-2 pitch, Benton deals, Sykes swings and misses for strike number three. And if you're the Lynchburg Killcats right-handed pitcher, that's exactly how you won the ninth inning to start. One down, two to go for him. And the Salem Red Sox will now have Brian Bonassi up to the plate. The good news for the Red Sox is they have a great part of their order stepping up to the plate. Bonassi, though, has struggled. 0-4 today, but has scored a run. It was a drop third strike in the seventh inning that he was able to get down the first base successfully as he sees the first pitch go above the zone for ball number one. He swung and missed it, and the ball hit off of Donovan's left foot and rolled into the backstop, and so he just sprinted on down to first with no throw there. 1-0 pitch, and it goes low for ball number two. Speaking about Joe Donovan, he is no longer in the game, as Yordes Valdez pinch hit for Donovan, the seventh spot of the order. So now behind the plate is Yordes Valdez. Quite a switch up for a relief pitcher. You have one catcher in the eighth, and you have a different one in the ninth. 2-0 pitch, it's away, and this will be blooped on out towards center field. Will it drop? It will not. It goes into the glove of Luis Durango for the second out of the inning. And Bonassi is retired, and it all comes down to Blaze Jordan. A great day for the number three hitter in the order of Blaze Jordan. 3-4 evening. Had a single to start off in the first, a double in the third as he watched the first pitch go low for ball number one. Had a single in the seventh as well. His only time where he's been ruled out was a strikeout swinging back in the fifth. He starts off the at-bat well with the 1-0 count. We'll see what's able to happen here from Benton. The pitcher deals and delivers, and it's in the zone for strike number one. Just above the knees, and the count will read even at one ball and one strike. 10-9 is our score. Lynchburg leads Salem in the bottom half of the ninth inning, already two away from the Red Sox. 1-1 pitch, Jordan fouls it off into the netting, and the Red Sox are down to their last strike. If you want a batter at the plate, Blaze Jordan is the guy. He has done well so far today, but Salem needs him to come through one more time. 1-2 pitch for Lynchburg to win the series, and they can't do it there on a pitch low and away from Trey Benning, and the count will run even at two balls and two strikes. Base paths are clear in this 10-9 ball game. The Hillcats lead the Red Sox. Benson knows what pitch he wants to deal up. He steps and fires, and Jordan swings and misses for strike number three and out number three, and that is the ball game. The Lynchburg Hillcats, time and time again, come on through in the clutch, and they take down the Salem Red Sox 10-9 in this absolute thriller of a matchup. The hero today for the Hillcats, it's Scalian Rodriguez. His RBI single in the top of the ninth put the Hillcats ahead. And with this win, Lynchburg has won the series over the Salem Red Sox. Four straight wins to start off the week, and they still have two more to go And we'll see what happens over these next few days if Salem is able to go into next week with their heads up high. Because this one, folks, is a tough one to swallow. Lynchburg started off with two runs in the top of the first, added three more in the top of the third. They had themselves up 5-0. But Salem responded with five runs of their own in the bottom of the third. We had a scoreless fifth. Lynchburg takes a one-run lead in the fifth, and they add on to even more with three runs in the top of the seventh. But Sam was able to add a little bit to their name as well with three runs in the bottom of the seventh and then one run in the bottom of the eighth to tie it up at nine apiece. But then, as we mentioned, Scalian Rodriguez comes through with an RBI single to give the Lynchburg Hillcats their 21st win of the season. They improved to 21-15. They still have the lead in the Carolina League North Division, while the Salem Red Sox drop to 17-20. That will do from Friday night in the Carolina League. What a game we had. Lynchburg wins it 10-9 over Salem in what has been maybe the best game at Salem Memorial Ballpark this entire year. When you factor runs, hits, chaos, all of it, it came out on the diamond today. We'll be back tomorrow here on MILB.TV, 6:05 p.m. first pitch between the Lynchburg Hillcats and the Salem Red Sox as the home team looks to now snap a five-game losing streak against their 460 rivals. My name is Andy Losey. Thank you so much for joining us on this Friday night at Salem Memorial Ballpark. The Lynchburg Hillcats win it 10-9 over the Salem Red Sox. Have a wonderful rest of your night, and we'll catch you tomorrow for more Carolina League Baseball on MILB.TV.